This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Mission, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly in New Orleans, Louisiana. But we've been here in Walker since the storm Katrina washed us out of New Orleans pretty well. And the Lord has been gracious to us. We have a new chapel here and a new bookstore. And the Lord is blessing it. And folks are coming and folks are writing in, helping us with the broadcast. And our folks are worshiping now over the internet as well as the radio. And if you look at our website, radiomission.org, you get more information there. But if you have a problem, you just write me and I'll have one of the people here to respond to you. I'm not an expert on computers, but I'll get you the information, send it to you, if you would. And then you tell other folks about the broadcast. Would you do that? Would you just tell other folks about the broadcast? And they may not listen, they may not, but at least you've tried. At least you've witnessed to them. Say, the old Trailblazer is just an old cornpone preacher, old-fashioned, old-time gospel preacher, giving out the gospel. No fancy guy, and his butchers of King's English, but he brings God's message day after day, time after time. He's an old man, and old cook, folks call me, old hellfire and damnation preacher. But you write me and let me know that you're listening. Would you do that? Now, let's get back to our study. We were looking there at the salvation of Abraham. But we found, and let me repeat this thought we closed with in our last service, that God has never had but one way to save a sinner, from the time he saved Adam on down till he saved me and you, you and me. Never has, never will. There's no difference, no difference. It's by the effectual call of God, the awakening of that sinner to his lost condition, and the revelation of Jehovah God to that sinner's heart as his personal redeemer. Now, you hold that truth. Don't let it get away from you. Let's just break it down there just a little bit, tell you a little basically what the Lord has done for the old Trailblazer. I was a religious sinner, thought I was saved. I wasn't. I just made a decision for Jesus like they're doing today. Come on down here and shake my hand. You're saved. No, well, that's not true, my friend. That's not the saving grace of God. But I was there in that church and continued and attending Sunday school and all those things. Young man, young. And someone invited me to go to hear the late Pastor L.R. Shelton under a big old tent and on Sunday evening. I went. And the first time I heard him, I knew that he was preaching the truth. I knew it was something I didn't have. And the Lord was using that to call me, to give me that effectual call. I never went back to that little church. Never did go back to it. And I began to attend the services in New Orleans. I was 90 miles from there and very, very poor. Small operator, so to speak. Didn't have no money. But the Lord gave us. We pooled cars, two or three of us families pooled cars and go down there once, two or three times a month. And the Lord dealt with my heart over those years. But basically, it's opening your heart. He shined the truth in my heart by the word of God. And let me see that I was a sinner. I mean, I was a sinner, folks. I knew it. I was a sinner all the time, but I didn't know it. Now I knew that I was a sinner. I knew I needed help. I knew I had to have a substitute. I knew I had to have a redeemer to redeem me from this present evil world and this present evil condition that I was in. And long, long, long after that, I have to say that I drug around for a long time. But the Lord took hold of me, pressed it on my heart to where it was an imperative that I had to get to Christ. The scripture says that by grace you are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. I had nothing to do with it, my friend. I had nothing to do with it. Nothing. Not one thing. If I'd have had to pay one penny, I couldn't have done it. We had an old man, old missionary man, that was half French and half Italian, no teeth in his head. And he would preach for us sometime. And he said, if I had to furnish one old tooth, I couldn't do it. One old tooth, I couldn't do it. But the Lord furnished it. The Lord furnished everything. And then we had another missionary about that same time. He was half French and half something else. And he couldn't speak English hardly. But he would preach for us. The Lord had saved him, give him a grace to preach. And he'd say, it's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? Somewhere in every message that he ever brought, he was limited vocabulary, like me. But he would say, it's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? Oh, my friend, I wish we had a humpteen of those guys back. I wish we had some of them. Turn them loose onto this field that we have ripe under harvest. Did you know, my friend, the Lord is getting ready to close this thing up? He is. He is. That's right. The world doesn't care. The religious world doesn't care. They don't care because they don't believe it. They don't believe it. It's all eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we're going to die. Oh, but let me tell you about that story. The Bible says, I forget where it's at. Over there, this man sitting on his front porch, he saw his reapers and workers hauling in the grain out of his field. They were just, barns were busting at the seam. And he said, what shall I do? He was aggravated. He said, what shall I do? Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll build bigger barns. I'll tear them old barns down. I'll build some bigger ones. And there I'll tell my men, put all that grain in those big barns. And I'll say to my soul, eat, drink, and be merry. Thou hast much goods laid up for the future. But what happened? If it would have stopped right there, it had been good, wouldn't it? Many, many times I read that verse. But the Lord said, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required. Then whose shall all of these things be? I use that as an example to warn many of you to not lay up treasures here. Lay them up in heaven. I know that folks help me with these broadcasts. I know that. But we have folks who listen and never give a dime, never give a nickel, never give a copper, they used to say. But my friend, you can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. I heard an old comedian say, well, if you could take it with you, your arm would be so stiff you couldn't get it in your pocket. That's right. After he died, he said your arm would be so stiff you couldn't get it in your pocket. And then I heard another man say there's no pockets on a shroud. Old shroud that they bury you in if you don't have no money. Oh, my friend. But let me just lay it on your heart. Don't think along with me, will you? Don't lay up treasures here on this earth when you could be helping some poor soul get out the gospel. If you write me, let me know that you want to help us. Now, it's not of works lest any man should boast. That's Ephesians, second chapter, verses 2, 8, and 9. And all through the Bible, you'll find those Bible characters. You never hear one of them boasting that they've done one thing in the world. They say, I am what I am because of the grace of God. And old Trailblazer echoes that statement. We have a man here in the ministry. We asked him, you meet him, say, how you doing? I'm doing better than I deserve. Oh, my friend, it's kind of the theme of our men here in this church. We're doing better than we deserve. You know why? Because we don't deserve nothing. No. Then when God called him, he called him to leave his country. Father, he said, come on, Abraham, come on. Now, here's the truth. I want you to get it. This call was a death blow to their natural corruptions. To demonstrate the might of his grace, by faith, Abraham obeyed. When that call comes, it's a death blow to all of your natural abilities. It is. It is, my friend. It's a death blow to all of your corruption. In obedience of faith, he broke with the old life. He left his home. He left his folks back there. He broke with his old friends. He broke with his old religion, the whole satanic world system, and went out from his country, not knowing whether he went. Now you get this truth. When that call comes to you, my friend, it comes with power. You don't have to worry about, will you be able to obey? Because you will. That word comes with power. In demonstration of the Spirit and power. 1 Corinthians 2:4. Now, demonstration here means simplicity. And in power, driving home that truth, you'll understand it. And you know, so-and-so don't understand. Yes. When God drives that truth home, you'll understand it. You'll understand it. I don't care whether you can read or write. It doesn't make any difference. I don't care whether you may be the greatest learned professor with a PhD and all of those things. You'll understand it. And if it'll go home to your heart with simplicity and with power. And it means exactly what it meant to Abraham. He was an example. It means to break with that old life. It means to break with that old life. Let me ask you this. Have you ever broken with that old life? Do you still haunt them same old places you used to go? Or do you want to go and maybe can't go and ashamed to go and afraid somebody will find out? Listen, my friend. And it's like the story we found there in one of Pastor Shelton's messages. This old farmer, rancher out there somewhere in West Texas, old drunkard, went down downtown every Saturday morning, hitched his horse in front of the saloon, and went in there and got drunk. Late that evening, two or three of the fellas had put him on his horse, and old horse had headed home. Well, the Lord got a hold of that old scoundrel. Someone brought a tent meeting there a long time ago. I mean, this is a true story. And he got saved. The Lord saved him. Oh, I wish I could have met him, don't you? Don't you wish you could have met him? I do. And anyhow, the next Saturday, a bunch of those hooligans that he drank with all got together and they said, "Oh, Joe will be coming to town in a little while. He never misses. And we're going to make sure, we're going to see what he does." Because he always stopped at the saloon and went in there and got drunk. Well, this Saturday, come along, an old horse clomping along like old Dan, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. And old Joe went right on by the saloon, went on down to the general store, got a few groceries, tied them on the back of the saddle, and went on back home. Oh, my friend, it was the greatest evidence that he could have ever given to that bunch of hooligans that he changed his hitching post. Have you ever changed your hitching post? Oh, have you ever changed it? I have. Listen now. First thing he does, change his hitching post. Now, God gives that call, and you walk out by faith. You will change your hitching post every time. You will break with that old life. You will break with those old friends. Oh, you know better than they are, but you don't want to be around them with all of that cursing and vulgar stuff. No, you don't want to do that. No, and I give you up. I can't give up my friends, folks say, yes, you will. You let them go or go to hell. I can't give up my religion. Yes, you can. You let it go. I don't care what religion you belong to, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Lutheran, Catholic, or whatever. I don't care what it is. You're going to give it up. It means nothing to you, my friend. It will mean nothing in this world. Oh, I have folks who are so proud that they're this and so proud that they're that. And they're a charter member of such and such and charter member of such and such. They'll be a charter member in hell if that's all they got. If all they have is church membership, my friend, I know where their destiny is. It's destiny on lost and on the road to hell. But I tell you, my friend, the Lord saves a sinner and gives him grace to walk out of those situations. Because now, the Bible says, he's a new man. Old things are passed away. And old things are new things now. They're all new things. And that's what the Lord does. Go there and read 2 Corinthians 5:17. You'll find that verse there. Old things are passed away. But this is the old Trailblazer. I wish to remind you again, if you would, help me with the broadcast here, the Trailblazer. We could use the money to help get on a bunch of new stations now. There are opportunities opening up for us. If you would, let me know. If you want to, you and another friend want to sponsor one of these radio stations, I'll tell you what station it is. And you can do that and adopt it as your own station. So if you would, let me hear from you. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.